on. Okay, yeah, here we go. So I think you already covered a lot of the procurement elements in this conference. I think one thing that often gets missed is market-based instruments. Only about 0.2% of tax revenues in the EU member states is related to materials and pollution. So I think that's something that's just, there's all this talk about the transition and a lot of things are going forward, but with market-based instruments, there's virtually no or very little progress. And unless we can rely on stronger price mechanisms, I think the transition will still continue to move a little bit too slowly forward. So I think that is one thing. I wanted to link the policy side also to trade, and I wanted to compliment you on your efforts to continue to look at services trade, which is highly relevant in the circular economy context with new business models, not least. I was one of the authors of a report we did with IASD about 3 years ago, where we looked specifically at circular economy services trade. So that might be one resource that you can find some inspiration from, at least. But I think one of the interesting things there was really that a lot of medium-sized companies are relatively more export-oriented compared to conventional counterparts. So circular, there's this notion that circular economy is all about being local, and not necessarily. And I think the truth is, especially with the UNECE members, is that most countries are just a little bit too small to have a fully circular economy, as you know. So I think this is just something I wanted to compliment you on your work to look at removing barriers to trade for, also for services. I think this is a really, really important area. And finally, just on the kind of linking to the policy side, in a way, is education, which I heard coming up here a little bit. And in Finland, one thing we've done is at the kindergarten level, you start to learn about the circular economy. There's lifelong learning efforts targeted at circular economy. So this is, you can't just train 20-year-olds and younger people about the circular economy. We need to, mainstream the concept. And for that to work, we need to work a little bit differently with that. So I think that's something that I, wanted to highlight from a kind of education perspective as well. That's really, really key to continue looking at that. So thank you.
Thank you, Tim.